A warm and humid day today as we start to feel those dew point temperatures. In other words, the humidity come up a little bit. You'll notice it as you walk out the door this morning. And this humidity and the warmth will lead to some scattered showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm or two this afternoon into early this evening as a cold front approaches. But it's a swift moving frontal system and the rainfall won't last very long in any one spot. So even though there may be a downpour at times, the overall rainfall amounts don't look to be all that great. A quarter of an inch or less on average, with a neighborhood or two that could manage as much as a third to a half inch of rain. But for the most part, this will not be significant rainfall, but you will want to grab the umbrella today. Otherwise, temperatures up to and a little bit above 80 degrees will get close to the record high for the date of 83. Once the front moves through this evening, and there'll still be some lingering scattered showers, we'll see clearing skies after midnight, and that'll lead to a cooler Wednesday and Thursday. Highs will only be in the upper 60s, but really very nice. Just about where we ought to be this time of year, with a nice low humidity as well. So a nice Wednesday after we start out with some clouds early in the morning tomorrow, and then Valentine's Day, a good deal of sunshine and those afternoon temperatures that'll be near just a slightly above average, dropping into the 50s during the evening, but a nice day overall. But the next frontal system's already on the horizon for late in the week into the beginning of the weekend. Clouds will increase with showers developing on Friday. Looks like that continues into Saturday. Temperatures, though, will warm up, will be into low to mid 70s, and that frontal system is kind of a thorn in the side for this weekend. And say that because it will all depend on where this front ends up as to whether or not we get much rainfall. Looks like the front's going to stall out somewhere over either central or northern Florida, and that's critical for rainfall for Jacksonville for the weekend. It's especially critical for Daytona Beach. We have the Daytona 500 on Sunday, and there may be a few scattered showers to deal with. Right now, I'm calling it partly to mostly cloudy with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, but we will have to watch for that front being close enough to produce perhaps a little bit of rain. I'll continue, of course, to update you as we go through the work week ahead now. Thorny weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.